Hello, everyone, and welcome to Six Figure Souls Doing Good and Making Money, the weekly podcast highlighting entrepreneurs that have followed their dream businesses and stayed in alignment with who they are while making money. This is a very special season 8 where I'm highlighting the members from NLBP to learn about their businesses and what they're bringing in the world. Today, we have a very special guest, Carrie Cooper. She is a mental health therapist and author. And welcome, Carrie, to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. You've been a member for, oh my gosh, years. 5-6 years now?
Maybe longer. 7, actually.
6 or 7 years. Yeah. So I have seen your business.
Oh my gosh, what a change.
You came to us as a hobby. This was literally a hobby.
It was a complete side business. My husband's going to come home from work and I'm going to go into the office for a few hours and I'm going to make my own website and my friend's going to take my pictures and let's see what happens.
Oh my gosh. And You have grown into, I think it was 2020. No, it was 2019 when you were like, I'm doing this. I'm growing my practice. I'm going to bring in 10 more clients. And you literally brought it in when we used to do our 90-day to goal challenge in like 3 weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was crazy. You're like, okay, I filled all of my slots and you're like, I'm done. And I'm like, no, you're not. Now we need a wait list.
Yeah.
And then you started creating the wait list and the group programs. And now you have 2 books out. You have a full-time practice. I mean, you have just exploded. So you are a huge success story. In all the years that I've known you, just to watch you grow and blossom has been pretty freaking amazing, Carrie.
Thank you. I was actually doing my numbers before I left on vacation a few weeks ago. And, you know, every year I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be my best year, but there's only one of me. I can only do, you know, X amount.
Yeah.
And last year I was really like, this is like the benchmark. There's no way I could do better than this. This is great. And then I looked at my numbers this year and I was like, oh my gosh, I did better. And it's like every year you keep growing, but I keep working at it. And I think, you know, as a business owner, that's what we all do. You keep working at it, you keep putting it in, and you keep seeing it grow and grow and grow. And it's really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just tweaking what doesn't serve you, right? I think that's really important to bring up, of getting rid of what doesn't serve you.
Absolutely. And you know, I remember when we did a book club one time and it was the one thing. And I go back to that all the time because I want to do 20 different things. And I'm like, no, stop. Like one thing, what am I doing right now? And that has helped so much.
Yeah.
One of my, you're spending everywhere, nothing's going to work. Like you got to focus.
Yeah. I always say when people go wide in their business or getting all these certifications or trying all these programs, they have this and that. One, when people come to meet them, they get decision fatigue, right? Because there's so many things and services that they're throwing at them. But two, there's no focus. You're just mediocre at all of it.
Right.
Right. And you're chasing money, usually not your dream of whatever that looks like for you. Right. You're just like, okay, I'll do this because I'll get some money here and I'll get some money there. But it's not your overall of what you're bringing in. But you have really created something awesome. And let's talk a little bit about what your business is, as a mental health therapist. And we'll talk about your books a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm a mental health therapist and I'm in Northern New Jersey. I've been collecting licenses though throughout the country because I work with high school and college kids. So a lot of my college kids are away in college. So I need to be able to be licensed in those states. So I've been like, you know, slowly collecting any license that I can. So I have quite a variety at this point. And that was like really the first place to build. I always loved working with kids. I've always done that for 20 years. And I wanted my business not to be general. I want it to just be with the high school and college kids. That's the population I really enjoy. And that's what I focused on. And it's, yes, I'm turning away clients left and right at this point. So I'm really enjoying it and I have a great thriving practice. But during COVID, I felt so bad for all of these parents who were struggling with their kids, struggling with the mental health crisis that was happening. And that's when I decided to write a book because I needed to get the tools that I'm talking about in therapy into these parents and kids' hands. So I wrote Mental Health Uncensored, 10 Foundations Every Parent Needs to Know, because I'm a big believer in you need a strong foundation, just like if you're building a house. Mm-hmm. So whatever comes your way, you can kind of withstand and not fall apart. So my first five foundations are physical because it impacts our mental health and we have to start addressing that.
Yep.
And then the other five are more like mental health principles to live by. So it's those tools that I really put out there to give parents so that, you know, every therapist was full during COVID. You couldn't even get your kid into a session if you wanted to, but they had somewhere to start.
Yeah.
And then I wrote a workbook based on those 10 foundations just for the teens to really like put the tools into their hand and say, okay, here you go. This is what you need to work on. This is how you do it. And this is how you're going to track it now for 30 days.
Woo. That's
yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. But I say in my book, I'm like, you know, start anywhere. You don't have to do all 10. Start with one. Like one of my foundations is you have to be hydrated. I don't think people realize how that impacts your focus. There are studies that show it makes you angry if you're dehydrated. Like every cell needs it. Yeah. There's a lot of research behind it. Yeah. So it's something as simple as that to start.
Okay. I like that. And that's easy. Someone can tick that off a checklist.
Exactly. That's something you could easily do for 30 days and then build another habit in.
Yeah. That's an easy one. I know before we turned on the camera, we were also talking about the importance of sleep and mental health, because I think every child, I see it with my own kids that it started in high school and now through college, it has not gotten better. Let's just put it that way. And then they're going to go into the real world with real life, you know, society works differently, right?
Especially during COVID. I mean, people became nocturnal.
Yeah.
Like I was FaceTiming kids and they were like under covers and like, they're like light. Oh, like get away. And I'm like, it's noon. Like get up. But sleep impacts our physical health. It impacts our mental health. It impacts so much. And I talk about studies that support it and why it's actually important and what you could do to be getting better sleep. And it has to be a priority and you can't catch up on weekends. Like that doesn't work.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, I'll get it on Saturday. I'll just sleep in. And I know from just knowing you that you focus a lot on food too.
Yes.
What people are eating and putting into their bodies. So, so important.
It's so important because most of our chemicals are actually made in our gut.
Mm.
Like our physical body is so connected to our mental health body. And unfortunately, it's not a conversation that's happening in most therapists' office.
Agreed.
It's not a conversation that's happening when they're going to see a psychiatrist. Like no one's asking like, and how much water did you drink today? Like, are you eating well? Are you sleeping? Are you exercising? Study after study is showing the benefits of exercise.
Of course.
So I do believe that right now we are starting to see more and more research that like supports what I've been kind of saying all along. So hopefully the more that comes out and the more, you know, people are understanding how this is important, they'll start incorporating into their lives.
Yeah. How beautiful. And, it sounds like you started with a lot of people maybe in high school during COVID, and now they're moving on through college at this point. They're probably college graduates, 'cause that's where my kids were, right? They were in high school during COVID and now they're moving through. And then what, I'm just curious, what happens to them then? Do you keep them on as clients or do they move off or they, what happens?
So I think that like after college, yes, they're adults, but like there's so many transitions happening and I know them so well. So I have a lot of, you know, mid 20-year-olds still.
Okay.
That
makes sense. Did you see, I'd like to talk a little bit about, I know what happened during COVID. I think the whole world changed. And of course, like you said, therapists were just booked out. You couldn't even find therapists. Yeah. Did you see let me collect my thoughts. I was going to say one, we already know that mental health was on the rise. So I don't have to ask you did you see a big change in mental health? But did your business change? Not just the mental health, but how you conducted business. Did it change during that? Like, did you have a lot of in-person that went to online?
So in the very beginning, when like everything shut down, I went online.
Okay.
I will say, and I get a lot of heat for this, but I went back in the office pretty quick because I felt pretty certain that these kids had more of a risk of dying from suicide than they did from getting COVID in my office.
Mm-hmm.
So I was back in office very quickly. And I gave everyone the option, you can continue with telehealth or you can come into my office. And for some of these kids, coming into my office was their only sense of normalcy.
Makes sense.
It meant the world to them. And everyone was fine. We all survived. So
that's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. It was okay. And I think that it was really important. And I know that a lot of other therapists chose not to be in office. And a lot of therapists this day have stayed with the remote. And I think for some people, it works great. I think for teens, it's hard to just do it all remote.
Yeah.
And one of the first questions I actually get a lot is when a parent calls me, they say, are you in person?
Yeah.
And I say, yes, I am. And, you know, I could do telehealth too. They said, no, I want in person.
That makes
I think
a lot of sense.
The kids are really zoomed out.
Yeah. And I think it's a safer space.
If a kid,
I know in my house, was in therapy of any kind in their room, it's a much different session, I think. You know,
it is.
Because it doesn't feel like a safe space to really talk about their needs when you know the whole family is outside that door.
Exactly. And, you know, some parents are really fantastic with giving their kids that privacy and others are not so fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the kids really should have privacy when they're talking to their therapist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How awesome. So do you have anything that's coming up or things that people could learn more about mental health or speaking? I know sometimes you speak.
Yes, I often do speaking engagements and I'm currently booking now for 2024. So I do schools and, you know, anywhere where there's parents and kids is where I speak. But my two books are on Amazon, Mental Health Uncensored, 10 Foundations Every Parent Needs to Know. And the other one is Mental Health Uncensored, 10 Foundations Every Teen Needs to Know. And it's a workbook.
I love
it. And I'm always posting information on my website, which is Carrie Cooper Holistic Therapy.
Awesome. Do you also write a blog?
Sometimes.
Okay. I just wanted to point that out. Like if people really wanted, like they couldn't get into your session or they're not, you know, how can they really read your books? Obviously.
Yes. My books, obviously, if there's a topic that comes up that I'm really passionate about, I will normally write something, especially like on social media. So, you know, Carrie Cooper Holistic Therapy, I'm on social media too. But also on my blogs or like all my, not on my blogs, my website or all my podcasts that I talk about all this information too. I don't have a podcast, but I'm a guest on many people's podcasts.
Yeah. Can they find those recordings on your website?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Conversations with Carrie. Yeah. Awesome. Very, very good. And you said it was, what was your website again?
Carrie Cooper, holistictherapy.com.
Holistictherapy.com. Awesome. Carrie, thank you so much for being a part of our show today.
Thank you so much for having me. This like flew by.
Yeah, I know. Is there anything else you want people to know?
You know, stay tuned, connect with me on social media, because I think there's going to be some new and interesting things happening in 2024 for my businesses.
Fantastic. And we will have you back as a guest as that happens.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you everyone for being our guest today and listening to this podcast. If you want more information about the Soul Professional Movement, go to soulprofessional.com and meet us at a meet and greet or free networking or a free masterclass that I give about finding your soul in your business. So follow your truth. Everyone, have a great day. Thank you, Carrie, so much for being a part of this.
Thank you.